This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Families of hostages being held in Gaza protested outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Sunday, urging him to accept a deal being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden. An aide to Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted Biden's framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, though he described it as flawed and in need of much more work. Biden on Friday aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by the Netanyahu government to end the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor said on Sunday Israel has accepted the outline of U.S. President Joe Biden's ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday that Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and that it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told ABC News Sunday that if Hamas agrees to the deal to end the Gaza war, the U.S. expects Israel to also accept the plan.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine has imposed emergency power shutdowns in most of the country a day after Russia unleashed large-scale attacks on energy infrastructure and claimed it made gains in the eastern Donetsk province. The shutdowns on Sunday are in place in all but three regions of Ukraine following Saturday's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people. This is VOA News. The Electoral Commission of South Africa on Sunday night announced official results that marked the start of a new era in the country's politics. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
Official results from Wednesday's historic election showed the governing African National Congress, ANC, had lost its absolute majority for the first time. The ANC won 159 seats in the 400-member National Assembly, about 40% of the vote, a huge drop of 71 seats since winning 57% of the ballot in the last elections in 2019. While the ANC still received the largest number of seats by far, it will now have to enter a coalition with opposition parties. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Most polls closed in Mexico's election on Sunday, with the country expected to make leftist Claudia Sheinbaum the ruling party candidate, the first woman president in Mexico City, where a tight contest is expected for mayor of the capital. Both main candidates said they had internal polls saying they'd won. Mexico's largest ever elections have also been the most violent in modern history, with the killing of 38 candidates. The deadly violence has stoked concerns about the threat of warring drug cartels to democracy. China landed an uncrewed spacecraft on the far side of the moon on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The successful mission elevates China's space power status in a global rush to the moon and puts it a step closer to retrieving the world's first rock and soil samples from the dark lunar hemisphere. Countries, including the United States, are hoping to exploit lunar minerals to sustain long-term astronaut missions and moon bases within the next decade. The landing is China's second on the far side of the moon, a region no other country has reached. If all goes as planned, the Chang'e 6 crafts mission will provide China with a pristine record of the moon's 4.5 billion-year history and yield new clues on the solar system's formation.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Donald Trump has joined TikTok, the video-sharing app he once tried to ban as U.S. president. He posted his first video from a UFC fight in New Jersey on Saturday night. That was 2 days after he'd become the first former president in U.S. history to be found guilty on felony charges. In the video, Trump says it's an honor, and there's footage of him waving to fans and posing for selfies at the UFC fight. By Sunday morning, Trump had amassed more than 1.1 million followers on the platform, and the post had garnered more than 1 million likes and 24 million views. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.